Hello, we're here live from Marvin.
And it is movie night here at Marvin. We're projecting movie on the screen of the adjacent building.
Yes, and...
along with the silhouettes of our heads.
The silhouettes of our heads.
We're in the way of the projection.
We're in the Mystery Science 3000 theater.
That's what it looks like, yeah. With our heads going back and forth.
So Nick and I just came back from Star Trek. Really good, really fun movie. A little confused. I was a little confused, but not really.
We saw Chris Pine's package. I was not confused about that.
You know, it was the brightest movie I think I've ever seen in my life. It was like walking into United Colors Benetton store, which, if you haven't been in there, you should go in before they all go out of business. But they have like white marble floors, they're very shiny, and it's very bright.
Yeah, and also there were like, it was like multiracial, multi-ethnic. There were people with like deformities. It was like a United Colors of Benetton ad campaign. There was even someone in a wheelchair, which is another like, I feel like, you know, Benetton has ad campaigns with every kind of disability.
Well, I thought the other thing that was funny was, who is Scotty's little sidekick, the little gremlin? Like, he was really... the cutest little—he stole this show.
Oh, the little—it was like, it's like Jar Jar, but
Jar Jar.
Actually done like okay and tastefully.
Because he didn't speak.
And subdued.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't try to speak, and he didn't speak with an ethnic accent.
You're totally right. This was like better than Star Wars. Because Star Wars, the new ones of Star Wars were like awful.
Yeah, it was like.
So this was not awful.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I did feel like it was kind of reverse engineered from like a Universal Studios thrill ride, which I was okay with. It was good.
No.
That's what I wanted. You know?
Pretty good. So what else were we talking about? We came back from Baltimore today. So we had a fun experience in Baltimore. We're walking down the street. We kind of were looking for like hipster slumming. That was the goal of the trip today.
We were looking to fuck some 17-year-old hipsters. Let's just lay
Maybe.
Our cards on the table. Not 18. 17.
Right. So... but we want to keep our audio boo, like,
I mean,
board.
By 17, I mean 18 Chris Matthews.
Right.
So we're
about to leave. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And there were no hipsters. Actually,
and
there was no one in
Baltimore.
There
was almost no one there.
Apparently, Baltimore dies.
Closes down.
I don't know. Maybe it's alive the rest of the week. But on a Sunday, there is no one in the streets.
Do not go to Baltimore at 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
It was like 28 days later.
Yes.
And it smelled like crab. It was like if there were crab cakes plus zombies, it would be a sequel.
So finally, we went... What was that district we went to? The homeless guy welcomed us. It was like with an F.
Free town.
Something hill.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Fred Hill.
Right. Other side of the harbor. We're walking down, and we pass... what was the name of that...
Something else with an F.
With an
Fredericks F. of Hollywood. No, I don't know.
God.
Fletcher's.
Fletcher's.
Yeah.
And it was on Bond Street. And so we just turn the corner, and there's this like marquee that says "Big in Japan" playing tonight, and we just walk in. All of a sudden, we walk into this like
it's gaggle,
gaggle,
gaggle, of
absolute gaggle
little hipsters.
Of little hipsters with skateboards, and they're just all hot, and they kind of and like some of them have sunglasses on.
They all have shaggy hair.
They all have shaggy hair. Some
and, like,
some of them are looking off like in the distance.
They're all wearing high tops.
So we kind of come in, and all of a sudden they kind of like surround us in this kind of like sexy, like they're kind of looking us over, and they're giving us that vibe like we know you're gay and we know you want us and we know you want to hang out with us, but we were like, oh, what's going on here, you know? And like, do you guys like music? We're like, yeah, we like music. So,
unprovoked, they
right?
Just, do you guys like music? Because there's a show going
there's
on.
A show. And we're like, what's the show? Where is it?
They're like, it's music.
We're like, oh, well, we might come to that. And then we kind of like had just like some awkward looking. And then we kind of said, okay, we'll see you later, and we left.
We contemplated going back.
We did. Because
but we
there's that one that had the very Prince Caspian.
Yeah, look. I like that one.
I like that one too.
But we calculated that it would take 14 hours of constant assault on them, like a conversation, like boring conversation about like...
It would mostly be us just looking pathetic.
Yeah, and then leaving and us sleeping in our car drunk, because I'd be too drunk to drive back.
Right.
So anyway.
Anyway, well this concludes our night at the bar.
We'll see if we can find some hipsters tonight. So
and we'll report back for the commute.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.